34 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. War Live, War Local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Historic Lecompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations over the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Sundays from January 25th through March 1st. Details at LecomptonKansas.com. A very swift and smart orchestral creation by Sergei Rachmaninoff, a scherzo for strings in F major, played by the St. Louis Symphony, conducted by Leonard Slatkin, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Some more classical music for you in the noon hour. This hour will bring us music from a Spanish composer of the late 19th century by the name of Tomás Breton. Not to mention the New Zealand Symphony and the great Norfolk Rhapsody No. 1 from Rayfawn Williams. All to enjoy on a Tuesday afternoon. We're glad you could join us here on KPR. We've got the Bergen Symphony and Carsten Andersen as conductor. In music next by Norwegian composer Johan Svensson. Music composed in 1874, based in part on the prose of Washington Irving. This is a little tone poem that tells the story of the love between a Moorish princess and a Christian knight. They call this one Zora Haida, next on Kansas Public Radio. A Norwegian tone poem composed in 1874, Zora Haida. Music by composer Johan Svensson, performed by the Bergen Symphony Orchestra, led by Carsten Andersen, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:26. Thanks for being with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Still to come, the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, in the second half of the hour, with the music of Rayfawn Williams. The highly appealing Norfolk Rhapsody No. 1, still to come, in this noon hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, sponsoring American mandolinist Sam Bush live in concert at Liberty Hall in Lawrence April 4th. Event and ticket information at liberty-hall.com. Right now on the KU campus, it's 53 degrees. Temperatures up in the mid-50s for today with sunny skies and occasional northwest winds of 25 miles an hour. Tonight should be mostly clear, a low of about 29, and much the same story for tomorrow. Wednesday's a sunny day with temperatures around 51. Next for you on KPR, we've got chamber music from Spain, music by a composer by the name of Tomás Breton Hernández, a Spanish composer born in the mid-19th century, an alumni of Spain's Royal Conservatory, and a great composer of Spanish operas and zarzuelas. His name and his music was a little unfamiliar to me before I found some of it in the KPR music archives. We're going to listen to late music he composed in 1911, four Spanish pieces for piano trio. Listened to this the other day, and the more and longer I listened, the more compelling the music became. We'll listen next to the LOM Piano Trio, four Spanish pieces by Tomás Breton. Next on KPR. Spanish chamber music composed in 1911 for Spanish pieces by composer Tomás Breton, performed by the LOM Piano Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:47 now here at the KU campus. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online as well, KansasPublicRadio.org. We're glad you could be with us on a Tuesday afternoon. Stay tuned for NPR News at the top of the hour. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, supporting pediatric cancer families during treatment by helping with daily needs such as food, transportation, housing, and other everyday expenses. Details at babyjayslegacy.org. The New Zealand Symphony has one more performance for this noon hour, and it's music written by Rayfawn Williams, a composer who had a great reputation for taking English folk song and parlaying that into marvelous orchestral creations. One of those first efforts at that style came in 1905 when he collected fishing songs from the port of King's Lynn. He took a bunch of tunes that went by names like The Captain's Apprentice, The Bold Young Sailor, On Board 98, and so forth, and created his Norfolk Rhapsodies, the first of which we have for you now, James Judd and the New Zealand Symphony, next on KPR. Music from Rayfawn Williams, Norfolk Rhapsody No. 1 from 1905. James Judd and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra with the performance today on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. 1 o'clock is the time, and stay tuned next for NPR News. Classical music continues again in the next hour, where we have a Mendelssohn piano quartet, a tone poem by Saint-Saëns, and much more. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational arts and news programming with the Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Live from Inventual Election, you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Now there's a pleasant piece from an Italian composer by the name of Enrico Toselli, a serenata for the strings, performed by the members of I Salonisti, here on Kansas Public Radio. Some more classical music for a Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. What we have coming up for you are the players of the Ensemble Domus, and Mendelssohn's Chamber Music, his second piano quartet for you a bit later. And later still, we have music from Alexander Glazunov. We'll catch his fantasy on Finnish folk tunes, all in just a bit, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We continue with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. They have for us next a French symphonic poem, one composed in 1873 by Camille Saint-Saëns. This particular symphonic poem, like a few others that he had written, based on Greek mythology, such as his poems, The Olympic Spinning Wheel and The Youth of Hercules. And this particular symphonic poem tells of the Greek legend that basically warns against letting your kid take the car out. It's called Phaeton, who in Greek mythology was the son of Helios, who asked to bother his father's chariot, which he used to drag the sun across the sky, which he promptly crashed into the earth before being struck down by Zeus. We'll hear Phaeton with the Royal Philharmonic, Christian Badea, the conductor, here on KPR. The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted there by conductor Christian Badea, and an 1873 symphonic poem based on Greek mythology called Phaeton, music by Camille Saint-Saëns, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 1:18 now, in the second half of the hour coming up, we'll hear Alexander Glazunov's Finnish Fantasy. That and much more still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, presenting Darwin Day, Valentine's Edition, February 14th, 1:30 to 4:30, Facts about Darwin and the wild world of animal courtship and mating. More at biodiversity.ku.edu. And the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting The Music of Love, featuring music for Valentine's weekend, as well as dinner and wine pairings, Friday, February 13th, 6:30 p.m. at the Kemper Museum. More at kcchamberorchestra.org. We have for you next the players of the ensemble Domus and Felix Mendelssohn's chamber music, some very early chamber music of his, Opus 2, as a matter of fact. This is something that he wrote in about 1823 or so, and Mendelssohn was about 14 years of age, and something that he dedicated to his first major music tutor, a fellow by the name of Carl Friedrich Zilter. We've got Piano Quartet No. 2 in F minor next on Kansas Public Radio. Felix Mendelssohn's Second Piano Quartet, composed in the 1820s when he was about 14 years of age, is Opus 2, performed there by the ensemble Domus on Kansas Public Radio. 1:42 is the time, and at the top of the hour, NPR News, followed by more classical music until 3 this afternoon. We're live, we're local. KBR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mark your calendar for the end of this month, February 27th and 28th. That's when KBR celebrates the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. It's going to be a big weekend of music that's shaken, not stirred, and you're invited to shake along with us. You can check out the entire schedule of events and get tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us February 27th and 28th, right here in Lawrence, Kansas. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. We have something for you now by composer Alexander Glazunov, written in 1909. It's an orchestral fantasia, a very dynamic one that can be many things, by turns menacing and somber, but also bright and lyrical. This is music that's based on a well-known Finnish Lutheran chorale. It is his Finnish fantasy. Here's the Moscow Symphony led by Igor Golovshin on KPR. Composed in 1909. The Finnish Fantasy by Alexander Glazunov, formed by the Moscow Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Igor Golovshin, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 2 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. We've got more classical music in the next hour. We've got a Haydn symphony awaiting you, not to mention Sergei Prokofiev's beautiful first piano concerto. That and quite a bit more still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Temperatures in the mid-50s on the KU campus. Tonight clear, a low of 29. You're listening to KPR.
Live, you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive, with small business insurance for protecting a variety of business types with multiple coverage options designed to fit business owners' needs. More about small business insurance is at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There you have the Boston Symphony Orchestra with a French rhapsody of the late 19th century. During that time, in French musical societies and circles, there was always a vogue for Spanish-style music or music of a Spanish character. And in 1882, in the summer of that year, the composer Manuel Chabrier took a tour throughout France, seeing Toledo, Seville, Cordoba, Zaragoza, and Barcelona, taking in the local color and remembering quite a bit of material to create that rhapsody known as Espana from 1883. Seiji Ozawa and the Boston Symphony getting things started here in Kansas Public Radio's 2 p.m. hour of the classics on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour we're going to be hearing some of the earliest music that we've got in the KPR Music Library, concert music from the 1600s, from the composer William Laws of England. Then the great Marta Argerich and the Montreal Symphony bring us Prokofiev and his first piano concerto, all in just a bit, here on Kansas Public Radio. Continuing on with the English Chamber Orchestra and conductor Geoffrey Tate for a symphony from the great Franz Joseph Haydn, the author of over 100 symphonies, the last few that he wrote, came in the late 1700s while Haydn was spending time in London. About 12 of his final symphonies are known as the London Symphonies. The one that we'll hear is the 95th that he wrote in the key of C minor. Next, on Kansas Public Radio. The English Chamber Orchestra, conductor Geoffrey Tate, and music by Franz Joseph Haydn. One of his later symphonies, one of the London Symphonies, number 95 in C minor, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:33. Still to come is the Montreal Symphony Orchestra and pianist Marta Argerich, who will be joining us in a few minutes for Sergei Prokofiev's first piano concerto. Still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Former Kansas State Senator Jeff King and journalist Mark McCormick host What Does It Mean to Be United? February 11th at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Here on the KU campus, it is 55 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 28. It's going to be much the same story for tomorrow. Wednesday's a sunny day with temperatures in the low to mid-50s, a low of 33 Wednesday night. For you next on KPR, we have some early music indeed, some of the earliest to be found in the KPR library. From the mid-1600s, we have some music from a composer, an English composer, by the name of William Laws, who was born in 1602. Not a great deal is known about his life other than the fact that he served in the court of Charles I in England's Royal Chapel. What we'll hear is consort music from William Laws, consort piece in D minor. This was recorded back in 1983, a production of the Early Music Institute of Indiana University. We have performers Cheryl Ann Fulton, Stanley Ritchie, Robert Grossman, and Roy Weldon playing harp, violin, theorbo, and bass, respectively. Concert number 4 in D minor on Kansas Public Radio. Consort number 4 in D minor, music of 17th century English composer William Laws, with his consort performed by harpist Cheryl Ann Fulton, violinist Stanley Ritchie playing theorbo Robert Grossman, and the bass viol played by Roy Weldon on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:42. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org. The Montreal Symphony brings us our final performance for the hour, with them the great pianist Marta Argerich and conductor Charles Dutoit, with music composed in 1911 by Sergei Prokofiev, one of his early works that he wrote at age 22 and dedicated to his teachers at the Moscow Conservatory. His Piano Concerto No. 1 on KPR. Created in 1911, Sergei Prokofiev's Piano Concerto No. 1 in D-flat major here on KPR, performed by the Montreal Symphony, led by Charles Dutoit and pianist Marta Argerich. And with that, it's just about 3 p.m., all things considered. From NPR News is ahead. Catch more classical music this evening beginning at 7 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, and I'll have more classical music for you at noon tomorrow. KPR is KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from Neuvon House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NeuvonHouse.com. This is KPR.